Let us come before God with prayer. God of Jesus, open the shutters of our lives that the wind may flow through. Resuscitate us. Lure us out of both arrogance and apathy. Let us be willing to bear the pangs of rebirth, not counting the cost. Send your Spirit among us and within us, that our eyes might be opened and our hearts assured that you accompany us on this journey we call life. Be with us, we pray. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a woman who set out to discover the meaning of life. First, she read everything she could get her hands on, history, philosophy, psychology, religion, you name it. That made her knowledgeable, but didn't provide the answer. And then she found other smart people and asked them about the meaning of life, and while they had some very deep and lively discussions, no one could agree. So still no answer. So she went searching the globe. She traveled to South America, India, everywhere she went. People told her they didn't know, but they'd heard of a man who did. So she searched for him in every country she visited until finally, deep in the Himalayas, she found his house, perched on the side of a mountain. She climbed and climbed to reach his front door, and when she finally got there, her knuckles were so cold she could barely knock. "Yes," said the kind-looking old man who opened the door. "I've come halfway around the world to ask you a question. What is the meaning of life?" "Please come in and have some tea," said the old man. "No, thank you," she said. "I didn't come for a cup of tea. I came for an answer. Please tell me, what is the meaning of life?" "We shall have some tea," the old man said. So she gave up and came inside. And while he was brewing the tea, she caught her breath and began telling him about all the books she'd read and all the people she'd met, all the places she'd been. And the old man listened. And as she talked, he placed a fragile teacup in her hand. And then he began to pour. And she was so busy talking that she didn't notice when the teacup was full. So the old man just kept pouring, until the tea ran over the sides of the cup and spilled onto the floor. "What are you doing?" she yelled when the tea burned her hand. "It's full. Can't you see that? Stop. There's no more room." "Just so," the old man said to her. "You've come here wanting me to give you something. But what am I to do? There's no more room in your cup. Come back when it's empty, and then we'll talk." Come back when your cup is empty. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You can't fill a vessel with something new if it's already full. Whether it's a teacup, a gas tank, our minds, or our hearts. But how difficult it is for mature, responsible adults to run on empty. How hard it is to put aside our need for control and even our logic and reason, and instead open ourselves to fully trusting God. In the Old Testament, we meet Abraham and Sarah, an older childless couple called by God to leave everything they knew, to travel towards an unknown promised land. And God says, "Leave your country, your family, all that's familiar, and I will bless you with the prosperity, the children you've always dreamed of, a new life." So God's inviting them to empty themselves of all that gives them security: home, family, and the familiar. And trusting in God, they set off on a journey, and at times they would doubt, and we know they misread the signs of God's will. But they kept on the journey and eventually reached the promised land. But it all started with them running on empty. In the gospel, Nicodemus is a lot like the searching woman. He was an educated Pharisee who had faith. He knew about God, but he still yearned for a more intimate understanding of God. He believed Jesus could provide that understanding. And in response, Jesus holds up two familiar images: birth and wind. Two very natural phenomena that, while common, remain outside our complete control. I know there's C-sections today, but basically when a woman goes into labor, we can't schedule it, we can't control it. The best we can do is get in tune with what's going on and cooperate. And then Jesus says of wind, you can hear it coming and you can see what it does, but what's driving it and where it's going next is anyone's guess. So it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit. So in his response, Jesus is suggesting that if we want to live in faith, it's a journey. But it starts with getting back to where we were when we were first born. Think about babies. They have no knowledge, no experience, no preconceptions, no attachments to get in the way. If we want to know God, we need to start with cleaning the slate. Think about babies again, how they can't do anything but trust. They don't have any choice on who cares for them or how. They're totally dependent. Their only defense is a good set of lungs and persistence. As babies, we all start off life empty. No expectations, no hopes, no experiences, no disappointments. Even empty of reason. Open enough to trust and have faith. Voltaire suggested that faith consists in believing when it's beyond the power of reason to believe. Now, trusting isn't easy. Years ago, my home minister came to visit me when I was ministering on the prairies. And during the five-hour drive back to Regina, as we drove past each village, he'd ask, "Do you have enough gas?" Now, the first time, I was amused. The second time, I was a little irritated. By the third time, I was outright annoyed. I was sitting there wondering, what kind of an incompetent imbecile does she think I am? Like, does she think I spend all my ministry sitting on the side of the road waiting for somebody to give me gas? And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. She lives in Scarborough, where the gas stations are about 5 minutes apart at most. Most of the time, you can throw a stone from one to the next station. And all of a sudden, being out on this Canadian prairie where the gas stations were 30 or 45 minutes apart was leaving her feeling vulnerable. She feared we were running on empty. I'm guessing for many in this room, that might be close to how you might be feeling over the last year. There have been times of pain and loss, times of confusion and insecurity. And I'm sure there have been enough times where you've just wanted to say, enough already. Can we just go back to how it was? Hopefully the struggles are growing less intense and the rewards are becoming more evident. What we've been experiencing is normal. When something new is being born, especially when it's being born from above or rebirthed. Every New Year, every Lent, every sunrise, we're offered a new, fresh start by God. We're invited on a journey of discovery about life, about God, about who we really are and who we were meant to be. We're invited to put our trust in God, to step forward in faith into the unknown. And God calls us to new beginnings. But before we can step into those beginnings, we have to let go of old certainties to embrace them. And I'll be honest with you, and I'll warn you, though, being born again or born from above isn't a one-shot deal. I always love it. People misname baptism as getting the baby done. I love that. Can we get the kid done? Fortunately, God is never done with us. Whether we're 1 or 14, 76 or 93, God rebirths us again and again and again. God invites us to empty ourselves of all that weighs us down, empty of ourselves of all that holds us back, leaving space from what is for what could be. We're being asked as a new church to live with courageous faith. And as we continue on our Lenten journey, and as we move into our congregational meeting, we're going to be reviewing what has been, but we're also going to be dreaming of what could be. And as we do that, we need to ask, where do we need a fresh start? Where do we need more openness in our hearts, in our minds, in our opinions, our outlooks? Because today the scriptures remind us that God is ready and waiting to fill us with faith and love and grace, with light and new life. But before God can pour in, we need to dare running on empty.